triple flicks. Dropping ya, dropping ya. What's up, motherfuckers? Chatty Bobby. And this shit right here is the Chatty Bobcast, episode 20. Hashtag my left foot. Because my left foot sucks, okay? It fucking sucks. If my left foot was on a basketball team, I'd be the last to be picked. I'll tell you, it'd be the last pick. I haven't had a gout flare up in like a year and a half. I haven't drank alcohol since November. I don't drink soda pops. I don't drink energy drinks anymore. I don't drink carbonated stuff. I don't eat red meat like that. I don't eat a lot of fish. And that's what causes gout for the most part. Sugary drinks, which I just drink water. I started having a gout flare about 2 weeks ago out of nowhere. I don't know why. And for those of you that don't know what gout is, it's like a buildup of uric acid. Usually it's in your knee or in your foot. And it fucking hurts, okay? It's you can't touch it. You can't even look at it. It hurt. I mean, sometimes it swells up. Sometimes it's like red. But you can't move your fucking foot. You can't stand on it. You can't walk on it. I miss a few days of work. Usually like a flare up. I take my medicine. It's done in like 3 or 4 days. This is like day 13, and this shit ain't went away. And it's not, I think I may have fucking tore a something. I may have tore a something, or I fractured something. So, gonna try to get into the foot doctor. Apparently, they're like brilliant geniuses, and you gotta book an appointment 6 months in advance. So, I called the foot doctor place today. And, you know, first off, they tell me, do I have insurance? Well, of course I do. I'm not stupid. Okay, I ain't gonna call you if I ain't got insurance. I ain't trying to pay $60,000 for an x-ray. So, please go. We're holding up traffic. I just ran the dog shit out of that light. But you know what, YOLO. Barefoot and pregnant, okay? What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so I called them. And I tell them what my insurance is. Well, then they tell me they don't have anything available for appointments. I said, well, from now till when? And they said, well, we're just booked. I'm like, well, booked till when? You're not just booked indefinitely. That's not possible. So then they said, well, I said, what day is better? I said, any day. Any day that I can come in there and get this fucking foot looked at to where I can walk like a human and not like a fucking gimp. Any day. I mean, whatever it is, let's just do it. So she tells me, well, the closest time I have is Monday. I said, that's perfect. I'm off Monday. Perfect. What's my appointment date? She goes, well, we can get you in here for a fit-in. I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Does that mean I have an appointment? I didn't say fuck. I didn't cuss at her. She said, no, you just come in when we open, and then you'll just wait, and hopefully we can get you in. I'm like, hope? Look here, I'm 35 years old. You know, I live on enough hope already. Every time I sit in a chair, every time that I wake up, my whole life is built on hope. I can't wait. I can't have my foot, appointment be based on a hope, okay? I need it to be based on a goddamn time. It's set in stone. And I said, well, I mean, am I guaranteed to get seen? She said no. I'm like, well, then I'm not coming. Like, well, she said, but what do I look like sitting my fucking fat ass in a damn doctor's office with no appointment in the hopes that they see me? Like, that's not, no, we're not doing that. But just to entertain her, I said, sure, well, so how much am I going to have to pay? Because I pay insurance. I have good insurance. I said, do I just have a $50 copay? And she said, well, let me check your insurance, and then I'll call and see what you'll have to pay. I'm like, why the fuck do I not just pay a $50 copay for an appointment? Like, fuck out of here. Podiatry? That's what I should have got in. God, I mean, they don't even, they say they're booked, and they don't say when they're free. Like, you're not booked forever. This, we're booked infinity. Well, then why the fuck's your phone on if you're booked to infinity? Homeless girl in a sundress with flowers. Like, what's going on? So, needless to say, I don't guess I'm gonna be calling around, because that was, I've never dealt with a foot doctor. I mean, I was gonna go to just the you know, the walk-in clinic, but they would have just referred me to a foot doctor, and I'd just pay two copays. So I pay all this fucking insurance, and I can't even get an. I gotta base my appointment on a hope. Look here, Bon Jovi may be able to live on a prayer, okay, and that's fine. I pray, and I'm a faithful person. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'm not gonna sit in a daggum doctor's office with a bum foot on my day off in the hopes that I get seen for it. If you ain't got a set in stone appointment, go fuck yourself, okay? Politely, go fuck yourself. So yeah, that's, what was that? That was 6 minutes of our life that none of us will get back. But yeah, I mean, it'll get better or it'll fall off. You know, one of the two, I mean, there's only really two options. It'll get better or it'll fall the fuck off. If it'll fall the fuck off, maybe I can, you know, qualify for one of those parking tag things in my car where I can park in the front and stuff. I'll learn how to use a crutch, some crutches, and I'll get a fake foot put on or something. You know what I mean? It'll fix itself. Don't you just love that logic? Oh, it'll just heal itself. Just take some ibuprofen, Chad. It'll put a hair on your chest. What about when you was a kid? This may just be a Southern thing, but when I was a kid, people told me if they wanted me to eat something that I didn't want, they tried to tell me it'll put hair on my chest if I ate it. And as a kid, I mean, for some reason, that makes you want to eat something you don't want to, because it'll put fucking hair. Like, why? Who came up with that logic? And second of all, it was always fucking pinto beans that they said put hair on your chest. Why? Why pinto beans? It's because nobody fucking likes them? Well, correction, my mom and my dad like pinto beans. Other than them, I don't know anybody that likes pinto beans. I know that they're a thing, but yeah. Put hair on your chest. I mean, did anybody else go through that? Take a shot of this here moonshine and put hair on your chest. No. I'm not gonna drink fucking rubbing alcohol. I'm gonna put a hair on my chest. It's gonna put a fucking ulcer in my stomach. Burn the inner lining of my esophagus out. How's everybody doing, man? I didn't even ask y'all how y'all were doing. I didn't give a fuck. I was sorry. Hashtag my left foot, baby. Episode 20. We have not been canceled. We have not been canceled. We haven't. We're still going. Thanks to all the supporters. It feels so good outside right now. Like, last week when I talked to y'all, it was hotter than fucking rats fucking in a wool sock. Hotter than fucking rats fucking. It was hot. I mean, it was humid. It was that heat that just made you want to fucking just slap everybody. You're out and you just want to slap everybody that you see. Even if it's somebody that you're in love with or somebody that you adore, you just want to slap them because it's so hot and you're just fucking angry. You're just angry as shit. So yeah, I mean, people are fucking worthless. But it feels amazing today. We got so much rain over the weekend that it's like 82 degrees, no humidity. It feels like springtime in July. And I ain't mad at you, Tupac, okay? I'm not. You know, I want to tell you something about confession. For a fat dude, I like to eat, right? I'm picky, but I like to eat food. I have never, let me go through the list here. I've eaten Subway, but I'm dead serious when I say this to you. I have never had a Quiznos. I have never had a Jersey Mike's. I have never had Firehouse. I have never had Blimpies or any of the, anything else that's a sandwich shop. I've never had it. Never. I've never had it. I've had Subway. And I've never had Jersey. I've had Lenny's. This fucking work truck is pulling across 11 lanes of traffic. God, I hate this person. Pulled his big ass fucking truck across 8 lanes of traffic at 5 o'clock. The motherfucker would just crawl, just inconvenience 11 different people's lives and didn't even fucking wave. Thank you. I would have revoked his membership. I'd have fucking... You just inconvenienced everybody. Like, that affected like 11 different cars, which what he just did. And he didn't give the first fucking wave of thank you wave. TYW. He didn't give a TYW to anybody. Ungrateful, just ungrateful people, man. I wave anytime anybody lets me out, over, around, inside, outside, whatever. I wave, thank you, multiple times. But he just proved that he didn't give the first fucking frog spat ass about our sympathy. He didn't care. He didn't give a shit. Whatever. Life's good, man. We're still ticking. We've made it through 20 episodes of this Chatty Bobcast. That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool, man. I need a fucking haircut, bro. My hair is starting to do the thing where all my hair just grows straight out. My hair is short, so. If I go longer than 3 weeks without getting a haircut, it starts looking ratchet. I need to go get a haircut. My beard's just, I haven't really gave the first inkling of a fuck about my facial hair. We're just going to let it grow and see what happens. Tax-free weekend's coming up. That's going to be just the greatest thing of all time. It's Black Friday for the computer geek squad and customer service department for an entire weekend. It's Black Friday weekend. The rest of the store, there's nobody in the rest of the store. But on our side, it is just insanity. And the funniest thing about all that is, it's fucking less than 10% off. If we put a sign up that said 10% off all computers, we wouldn't get no extra traffic. But we say it's tax-free on computers, and we get Black Friday traffic. And tax-free is less than 10%. It just goes to show people they think they're getting over on Uncle Sam, and it's just, well, hell yeah. We've had 20% off sales before and nobody comes in. That's double tax-free. Whatever. Come on over, man. Hey, they didn't even ask if you could. But who cares, right? Your world, we're just fucking roaming in it. Fuck out of here. Out of state tag. Get the fuck back in Illinois. That's not how we do it in the South, motherfucker. Apparently it is, because that person... And that's the thing, like right now I'm trying to merge left on the interstate, and I have no chance of merging. Because there's 11 18-wheelers in line, and they don't like to give any kind of leeway. But is this a Jeep Cherokee? Oh, thank you. Look here, double wave, Chad. Atta boy. That's how you do it right there. Double wave. He let me over, and all it took was a wave, dude. And he feels justified in letting me over. He didn't feel cheapened by that fucking hillbilly motherfucker that just got all over in everybody's way. Like it was just the law of the land. The fuck ever, man. Go back. the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. I think it's 15 minutes. We've been on here 15 minutes. I'm excited, man. It's fun because tax-free weekend, I never work Sundays, right? I have to work Sunday because it's tax-free. So I have to work 6 days in a row. Friday, Saturday, Sunday's tax-free. I got to work all 3 days. I'm off Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, I get to pick up Madden 20. Motherfuckers, 3 days early because I pre-ordered it for both consoles because I'm a piece of shit. I don't need you to judge. I don't. I need you to shut up and be my friend. That's what I need. Xbox and PS4. Holla at your boy. I'm so excited, dude. Like, I'm still playing Madden 19. I have not stopped. I've never had a year where I played Madden the entire year until the new one came out. I'm still playing franchise mode on Madden 19. I'm on, like, year 2024 with the Chicago Bears. I'm fucking killing it. I just won the Super Bowl. Give me my cookie. Give it. Give it over. But if I put it on All Madden, I won't win a game. I won't score a point on All Madden. On All Pro, I'm a beast. But on All Madden, it's just not even fun game. It's not even fun gaming. It's just not, it's not fun on All Madden. Like, I don't understand. Like, I watch these gamers on YouTube play on All Madden and they're succeeding, and I'm just like, how are y'all that, how? But hey, man, I'm just a little old Chad trying to talk Ivy into starting a 2020 Madden league. I am totally down for that. Even if you die, I mean, I'm gonna be in a PS4. I'm already in an Xbox league with some of my people from work. That we're gonna do. I'm excited about that. I'll probably do some gaming videos for Madden 20 again this year. I did it for Xbox for a good 4 months. I did it. I'm not for sure yet, but I may do some gaming videos. We'll see. It just takes a lot of fucking dedication and effort, and I mean, I don't like doing that with videos. Cause I'm a piece of shit. I counted my horror movies yesterday. I'm over 600 horror movies with no intention of stopping or slowing down. I'm getting worse, actually. Like, for those that follow my YouTube channel, my next collection update is going to be 60. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous over the last few months. And all of it's horror. That's all I collect now is horror movies. I don't really collect 4K unless it's horror movies or movies I really, really, really want. I just care about horror movies. That's all I want to watch. That's all I've been watching. I'm not opposed to watching other movies, but if it's up to me, I'm putting a horror movie in and watching it. I went back and rewatched all the Saw movies a couple weeks ago, and I really like that series, man. The trilogy is amazing. After part 3, it kind of starts getting off the rails. I like 4, but 5. Is just whatever. 6 is not that good. 7 is awful. Jigsaw's bad. I think 7's worse than Jigsaw, though. Now I'm going and rewatching the Friday the 13th. I'm on part 4. Do y'all give a fuck about any of this? Probably not, but I mean, it's what I do. I mean, I'm supposed to talk to you while I'm driving, and you fucking know what you're signing up for, so. It just kills me when I see, I'm driving on the main road going to my house, and you'll just see stuff on the road that shouldn't have no business being like out in the middle of the road, like an entire trash bag full of clothes. Like, why? Like, that fell out of somebody's vehicle, and they didn't even think to go back and get it. Well, no, fuck it. I mean, I don't understand. Makes no sense to me. Carol Swain for office. I don't know what she's running for. I'm just glad to be off, man. My left foot was whipped. It was just not wanting to work. And I went out and spent like $110 on some Air Maxes that I don't ever do. I don't spend a lot of money on shoes. I used to be obsessed with shoes. Now that's turned into my movie obsession, I guess. But I went out and spent $110 on Air Maxes. And my right foot's like walking on air. But my left foot, I mean, it's like I'm walking out in the fucking third world country barefooted. That's what it feels like. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It could be... I don't know what it is. It could be tendonitis. Is that a thing? Or tendonitis? Or flatulism or something? There's some kind of foot thing where your foot hurts sometimes. It starts with an F. Phlebotism? I don't know what it is. Flatulism sounds better. It's probably just frag. I probably broke my leg, you know? I think I would know if it was broken. I think I wouldn't be able to move. I'm probably over Stop, Chad. Why are you trying to say words that you know don't make, that aren't real? You know that the word you was fixing to say was not a real word, and you was trying to make it happen, but it's not how it works. Can I get a shoo-shoo? We get it. You can drive fast, dude. Congrats on the Camaro. It goes fast. But as soon as you get to the top of this fucking ridge, you're going to be going 40 miles an hour with Chad. So what did it really do for you? We're going to sit at the same light together, and you just zoomed up that ridge for nothing, for no reason. You just did it just to do. I mean, I guess that's why you have a Camaro. I just don't understand it. Like, for example, I've had this car since 2014. It's 2012 Impala LTZ. It can go 140 miles an hour. Do you think it's got even close to 100 in with me driving it? Never. Not once. I don't think I've ever driven 90 in it. I've just never... I mean, if there ever comes a time where I have to drive fast, then I'm going to do it. But I never have a need to. The one time I was going over the speed limit, I got a fucking speeding ticket. Going down the ridge. The one time I was going over the speed limit. That's why I don't speed. Fucking redneck truck just 60 miles an hour through a 40. He won't get pulled over. He's doing 65 in a 40 right now. And no. That's the justice. I did 9 miles over the speed limit going down the hill and got pulled over. And got a ticket. Didn't get a warning. Got a fucking ticket. I should have flashed some titty. Maybe he would have broke me off a fucking warning for it. But yeah, you know, you gotta love yourself and love life and just live it. I mean, jump right into just ranting to just trying to be Mr. Denzel Washington motivational, and it just, I guess it works. I mean, it works for comedic purposes, if anything else. It blows my mind that there's still so many people that go to Holt's Food Center. They're, like we said in the previous episode, they must be having that pick four. That's the only reason people ever go to the Holt's Food Center. Because it's pick four for $20 or whatever. Please, child molester van. I mean, can you let me go? Cops got him, somebody. Wonder if he got him that big-ass truck. He's going 65 and a 40. Somebody hit it. So earlier, I was on the phone with my boy Skaggs going to work this morning. I leave the post office. Some lady hit a light pole and just demolished it. I don't know how she did that. The light pole wasn't even close to the road. I don't know what she was doing. If she was jazzercising while she was driving, I don't know what happened. But she was sitting outside the car, like looking confused, like, how'd she do that? She destroyed that car. Was a car. I just sound like I was from the West Coast. That car was totaled. Oh, this cop's just standing out here because they're working on the power line. Two cops just standing here, just standing, not doing anything. He just moved his fingers like, come on, like I didn't already know I was supposed to keep going. Whatever, man. Hey, Shaw's world. I'm just living in it, man. You know, I'm just thankful to be living in it. Shoo to the shoo. I just think it's so funny how mad people are getting about this hands-free policy with the cell phones. It makes me laugh. People are getting mad about it because it's been needed to be done. And I say that, you know, I don't record videos in my car anymore. I record these, but I have my phone sitting on my console. I'm not touching it. I don't do any of that stuff anymore in drive because I know I don't need to be doing it. And that law is all I needed to have happen to where I won't do it anymore because I'm not trying to pay that fine. It's like $50 the first time. Then you got to pay $100 and then $6 million. And then they fucking send you to prison probably. I don't know what they do. But, you know what I'm saying? I ain't about that life. Before I just did it because I knew it wasn't against the law. So I just was always texting and driving. Like a dumb fuck. Like a stupid person. I rear-ended somebody at Chick-fil-A when I was on my phone one time. Luckily, I barely tapped him, and this huge redneck got out of the truck. It was a humongous jack-up truck he got out of. And he looked at the back rear end, like the rear end, the bumper that I hit. And then he, like, stared at me, and I rolled down the window. I was like, my bad, dude. Do we need to get our insurance settled up? Or he goes, watch where you're fucking driving. And he got back in his truck and left. I'm like, all right, well, thank you, man. So, yeah, I didn't, you know, that was just a worthless story. Never needed to be told, but I've shared it. But I was saying that to relate to the no hands policy. I don't need to text and drive. I can wait till I get to my destination and text away. But shoo to the shoo. My left foot, my hashtag. This has been a fun episode, man. I've been ranting. We've made it 20 episodes, dadgummit. What is 20? 20 is on a decade's 10. Century's 100. I don't guess 20 is anything but 20, Chad, you stupid fucking piece of shit. Don't talk to yourself like that, Chad. Be nice. Thank you. Oh, chicken nachos sound nice. I'm not getting them because there's so many people at that restaurant. What are they serving? Cocaina? Enchiladas? What is going on in there? Maybe they got some people hooking back there in the back. I mean, you never know. They can fly under the radar. And there's another Mexican restaurant 2 seconds down the road. There's not the first car. Oh, because it's closed. Well, that's probably why, Chad. They were open for 11 days and they already shut down. God. I mean, why even go through all the time to get stuff ready and then you just close that fast? To just give up that much. Hashtag show to the show. Hope everybody had a good day, man. Good night, good morning, whatever you're listening to this and listen, and whatever it is. God, Chad. I wonder what people think when they see me when they pass by because I don't have tinted windows. Because that's just another reason to get pulled over by policemen. So, what's the point? I'm not doing anything in my car I shouldn't be doing. So, fucking look in here. I don't give a shit. Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. It's how bad my memory is. It has completely flew out of my fucking right ear. Oh, well, husband and wife on a motorcycle. And I don't. Damn, dude. Don't floor it. I don't want to run her over if she falls out. I don't remember what I was saying. I hope everybody has a good day, man. Shit, I got the memory of... I don't have a good memory. I mean, I don't have a comparison for you. I don't know what has bad memory. what kind of animal. I know elephants are supposed to have really good memories, so I have the opposite of an elephant's memory. I guess that's as good of an analogy as you're going to get. She is wearing a hoodie, pajama pants. Was that a fan? She had a fanny pack on. She had a green hoodie, Hello Kitty pajama pants, and a bright orange fanny pack on, walking down the street. She was an Asian woman with silver hair, and I'm not making any of that up either. Everything that I just said was 100% fact. So that's what's going on, I mean, in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Long story short, I fucking love y'all. I hope that y'all have the greatest day possible. Don't let stuff get you down. Laugh. Enjoy life. Make the most out of it. Because we're not going to be here forever. I'm going to be waiting for a foot appointment forever, but we're not going to be here forever. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope everybody has the best time ever. Subscribe to this. Wherever you're listening to it on, please be sure to subscribe to it. If it's on YouTube, subscribe to the Triple Flix Mafia YouTube channel. We love you. Triple Flix Mafia, bitch. I'm out. Peace.